Hard to believe that it's been more than a month now since the school shooting, the massacre in Nashville. But one very important piece of information still is being blocked. It's the manifesto. Everybody wants to know what's in it for whatever reason. Prosecutors and police not releasing it. Well, an attorney with representing the National Police Association is doing what he can to get that information released. He's Doug Pierce. He's a First Amendment attorney, and he is joining us live this morning. Hey, Doug, good morning. Thanks for being here.
I'm very happy to be with you.
So, you know, it wasn't until I was reading this this morning that I remembered we still haven't seen that manifesto. What's the situation?
Well, it's very unusual. It's unfortunate that we do have from time to time these shootings that are somewhat similar to what happened here. And then right away, if there's something like that, it gets released fairly quickly to the public. And yet it has not happened here in this Nashville case. And that causes a lot of people to be concerned.
So why is it? Because, you know, you make the point, and I think most people understand this, we live in a world where you want to learn from today's incident to try to prevent tomorrow's incident from happening. And it seems this is completely contrary to what we've all been learning about these horrible massacres, these shootings, if information is being blocked.
Yeah, that's right, and which is why generally, as I indicated, and as you understand, that typically that information is made available to the public, but it hasn't happened here.
And why is that? Why is that? Yeah. Why is it being held?
What I can do is tell you the stated reason why it's not being released.
Right.
And it's, the stated reason is Rule 16 of the Tennessee Rules of Criminal Procedure. And almost any state's going to have a comparable part to this. It governs discovery in a criminal proceeding between the parties, prosecution and defense. But in this case, there's no reasonable belief that there's going to be any criminal proceedings because the shooter's been killed. And although the police did the shooting that killed the shooter, no one's denying that they acted very heroically and commendably, and there's going to be no prosecution of any police officers either. And so all the indications are there's going to be no criminal prosecution, and yet that's the excuse that we're being given.
And when you start to fight this, and I don't know how far along you are in the, you know, in your legal process of trying to get this released, but from what you can say, I mean, what's the response? Because what you're saying seems to make all the sense in the world. There's no one's going to be, you know, arrested here. The person's dead. I mean, unless there's a conspirator, but it doesn't sound like that's the case. So what's the, you know, what's the problem? It just seems bizarre to me that this is even a thing.
Well, you know, that's what we want to know as well. And we find a hard time accepting that. It's very hard. I will say this, as far as the proceedings, under our state procedure for getting open records, we are entitled to a fairly quick hearing called a show cause hearing. And what the judge has indicated is that she is going to require the Metro government, the police department, to who is refusing to produce the information, to produce the records to her in camera, which is to say they go to her in secret and she is going to look at them. And then so when the argument is made, well, there's going to be some prosecution. Or if they come up with some other excuse that so far they've never come up with, she'll be in a better position to evaluate the validity of that kind of excuse.
Well, we are obviously watching this very closely. We have in Florida, and I could do this for hours, Marcy's Law, which drives, I think, any legitimate reporter bonkers because it's the same sort of thing. It's you have law enforcement, you have prosecutors who try to hide what would normally be public information out of fear that it's going to, you know, victimize the victims, which is, of course, absurd when the person who caused the problem is now dead. You know, it's obviously not just Tennessee. This is a growing problem, I think, but certainly we are watching what happens because you would certainly think by now for something like, you know, the situation in Nashville, that manifesto would have been released. We appreciate the work you're doing. Doug, we'll check in and see how this goes. We'll certainly be watching it. Thanks for your time this morning. That's Doug Pierce. He's a First Amendment attorney representing the National Police Association, trying to get that manifesto released from the Nashville massacre now a month ago, March 27th.